This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The stock exchange is closed and most government agencies are also closed. Another American police officer dies in the line of duty, shot in Mobile, Alabama yesterday. The officer killed was identified as Sean Tudor. The chief of police there says
he served without question with valor. Tremendous loss to his sisters and brothers in blue. It's a tremendous loss to this community, but it's an even greater loss to his family.
Police say they have a suspect in custody. A strong winter storm leaves behind dangerously cold temperatures across much of the Northeast and New England. Temps in the single digits, and in some places they're still falling. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump makes an offer in a rare Saturday afternoon national address from the White House, saying he would extend temporary protections for children brought to the U.S. illegally in exchange for money for the border wall with Mexico. Well, most Democrats are saying it's a non-starter. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she can't support it.
If he really wants to work on comprehensive immigration reform, open the government and then sit down with Democratic leaders to actually work on the stuff that needs to get done. People need a pathway to citizenship. And we have 3 million dreamers in this country, and we should be protecting these young people. They came here through no fault of their own, and they've made lives.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to outline her so-called Brexit Plan B today, days after her first proposal suffered a crushing defeat in Parliament. May wants to get a second plan on the table well before the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the European Union. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is batting back Director Aaron Sorkin's suggestion that newly elected young Democrats in Congress should, quote, stop acting like young people. The 29-year-old Democrat from the Bronx tweeting, newsflash, Medicare for all and equal rights aren't trends. Ocasio-Cortez, one of several newly elected representatives, supporting Medicare for all and other progressive issues. Sorkin said in a CNN interview on Sunday that he really likes the new crop of young people who were just elected to Congress and hopes they take advantage of the opportunity to be, quote, the non-stupid party. Sorkin is a longtime Democrat and creator of the acclaimed TV series West Wing, among others. Sony Music is parting ways with R. Kelly. The record label is under pressure to drop the R&B singer after the airing of the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which contains allegations of physical and sexual abuse against him. And Super Bowl 53 is on. The New England Patriots will play the L.A. Rams for the Lombardi Trophy on February 3rd in Atlanta. The Pats beating the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime to win the AFC crown. And it was the Rams rallying past the Saints 26-23 in overtime to win the NFC championship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth is with us, as she is most Mondays. Always good to have her here, co-chair for Red Wave America and founder of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Let's talk the Sunday TV news shows. What stuck out most for you?
My goodness. It was the purposeful targeting, doxing, and threatening a bunch of white Catholic schoolboys.
Mm.
That's what stuck out to me.
Mm.
Was the Covington School.
Yes.
Whereby the mainstream media ran with a story in order to paint innocent children as Trump-loving racists.
Yeah. Well, they showed up with their red hats. You see, you as soon as you have Make America Great Again as a hat, then you're a specific target, right?
We even had a seated congressman. Forgive me, I don't have his name in front of me, but he's from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Say that he wanted to ban red hats because there's something going on here.
Yeah.
This is the Marxist left.
Right.
This is the Marxist media.
Well, you know, the thing is, it on one hand, it makes you laugh, but on the other hand, it's very dangerous. You know, the slippery
slope
that
dangerous.
We're on. You know, what's going on? And the mainstream media is all complicit on this free thought. I mean, there's nobody there to, you know, stop it and say, wait a minute, you're out of control. I mean, even, I mean, Chris Wallace is driving me nuts. He allows these congressmen to come on a Sunday news talk show, and he just lets them, you know, say things without even questioning. Like, how do you make that statement? I mean, on what basis? I mean, that's totally emotional. There's no fact to what you're saying, but they're allowed to say it. And the problem is when they're allowed to say it. See, other people hear that and they think, oh, there must be some credence there. Otherwise, they would say, like, what are you doing? Are you an idiot? You can't say that.
We had basically a gang of AP, USA Today, CNN, and every other MSNBC, ABC, every single major news outlet fabricated and ran with a story that threatened the lives of innocent children
mm-hmm.
and their parents. We even had the Catholic Archdiocese come out and say, oh, you know, I don't really condemn this behavior. There was not any sound
mm-hmm.
that they were determining this behavior to be a part of. There wasn't any sound on that video.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they ran with a story because the boys were white, they were Christian, and they were Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the cardinal sins, don't
yes,
you know?
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, those are mortal. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, you just go straight to hell. You don't pass go, collect $200. That's the way it is. But, you know, are we surprised? I mean, last week, look what the mainstream media did. I mean, they you know, the number one story last week that was being read was that fabricated media story that they came up with that was totally unsubstantiated, and the mainstream media ate it up.
Which one? There were so many, Bill. It's hard for me to keep track.
Sorry. This was the one that, you know, Trump was a Manchurian candidate for Russia.
Well, they've been running with that story for 2 years.
This went absolutely bonkers. Was the number one read story last week. Could you believe that?
Are you talking about the BuzzFeed story where Michael Cohen's...
No, I'm not talking Michael Cohen. I'm talking before Michael Cohen, we had the story that came out from... was it the New York Times? It was the New York Times saying that that Trump was this Manchurian candidate, that he was totally sold out and being manipulated. I mean, this went overboard. I mean, more than anything else that they've been saying, you know, and this was the New York Times reporting this. And it wasn't, you know, and of course it comes, takes a whole week to process. The media pigpiles on it, and then afterwards they realize, or it's exposed, that it has no veracity whatsoever. And, you know, it's nothing. They just go, oh, okay, next story. And then they pick up on the BuzzFeed thing.
Well, the media very well knows they have an extraordinarily powerful and international platform. The media knows that, as Mark Twain said, a lie will travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes.
Yes.
Huh? And so all of these fabrications, whether it's Trump is the Manchurian candidate, Trump is an agent of Russia, Trump told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, based on these anonymous sources, these unvetted sources, and the BuzzFeed story, basically, the two hacks who want to call themselves journalists, they basically said, oh, evidence? What evidence? No, we haven't seen any evidence.
Right.
We're just going, we're just basing this whole entire fabricated story on the story from two anonymous sources, but they're high up in the government. Well, there's been a lot of people high up in the government, specifically our intelligence agencies, that have been caught lying, that have been caught leaking, that got fired from their jobs.
Megan, you know, the pathetic thing of all this is that, you know, we have a country to run. I mean, we've got serious issues that we're dealing with, and we've got all this distraction. You know, Nancy Pelosi, all that she's doing and the Democrats are doing, you know, particularly her. I mean, she's leading the whole charge here. It would seem that some Democrats are willing to negotiate. But, you see, Nancy Pelosi looks at this as a, you know, this is a money-raising opportunity. I wish we could figure out how much money has been raised by the Democrats since this, you know, targeted resistance, since the government's been shut down.
Yeah, that would be interesting to know. I'm just glad to see that she's grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that she and 93 other people are not going to use taxpayer dollars on something called a congressional delegation, which is nothing but an overpaid junket.
Exactly. Well, yeah, did you not like what Tom Fenton resurrected from his past reports about how much she wasted money the last time she was leader, in terms of, you know, how much booze and, you know, junket riding she took at the people's expense? I mean, the hundreds of thousands and, you know, millions of dollars involved here. I mean, she has no conscience. And the big thing was, according to, you know, one of her staffers, when she was told that they could go commercial, she goes, well, the spouses aren't going to like that. Well, why are the spouses not going to like it? Well, because on a military transport, they get to ride for free. Commercial, different story. I mean, there are so many angles that this woman has taken advantage of over the years, from insider trading to everything at the people's expense with no conscience. I mean, when are the people going to say enough? I mean, here is a woman, as a dear friend of mine reminded me, you know, got, what, 221,000 votes? And look how much power is in her hands right now. She's three people away from the Oval Office. That just scares the holy what have you out of me.
Yes, I think it scares us all, at least anybody with an ounce of common sense or an ability to understand what the heck's going on. And there's not many people out there right now.
Well, we're talking with Megan Barth, and we've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Lots to consider as to what has been shared and thrown at us over the weekend on these Sunday TV news shows, plus other breaking news, too. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, what's going on there in northern Nevada? I mean, we had, four people, you know, shot to death in their homes up there in an area that heretofore has been a rather safe area. What's going on?
Yeah, we've had just since January 16th, so over the couple days over the weekend, we honestly thought that we had a serial killer on the loose. The police in Washoe County, which is northern Nevada, it's where Lake Tahoe is, all of our ranches, Gardnerville, very rural area of Nevada, found a woman and her mother shot to death in their home. And then a day or two later, they found an elderly couple, 80 years old, both of them married for, you know, decades.
Yeah.
Shot to death in their homes. And yesterday they had a news conference and announced they had arrested, wait for it, Bill, an illegal alien. A 19-year-old illegal alien who went on a crime spree and also a murder spree. And let's not forget that the illegal alien had absolutely no right, no legal right, no lawful right to be here. So, once again, on the altar of the open borders platform of the Democrat Party, there is more blood on that altar that has been shed by innocent Americans at the hands of an illegal alien. This rocked our community.
I bet it did. I mean, this morning. And this is the thing, you see, that's so underreported. You know, around this country is, you know, the amount of murders that illegals are committing on legal citizens. And the open border Democrats, you know, want to stop this president from putting up a wall. And we're getting into semantics and all this other political, you know, pretzel logic that does nothing to keep America safe. And, you know, complicit in all this is not only the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, activist judges. They're putting us all at risk. I mean, if the people don't take a stand, I mean, the people really need to come out in droves against this once and for all. I mean, in every state of the union, according to Maria Espinoza, her and her husband have, you know, they've led the charge for the Remembrance Project, keeping this information out in front of everybody. You know, they report that in every state of the union, we have had a citizen murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. How many more, Megan? What is it going to take here?
I guess more American blood, because the Democrats because the Democrats will not do a damn thing about it.
Right.
And you have to ask yourselves, well, geez, why aren't the Democrats? Or why are the Democrats protecting illegal aliens when just years ago they were actually calling them illegal aliens? They were calling to build a wall. Even Dick Durbin wanted a longer wall that they had proposed funding for. And it really comes down to just a few things. It comes down to power, because counting illegal aliens in the census gives Democrats at least 9 more electoral college votes.
Exactly.
We saw a federal judge strike down the question of this that Trump wanted to put back into the census his administration, which was, are you a U.S. citizen? That somehow now is all of a sudden unconstitutional, when in 1950, the last time we asked that question, I guess it was constitutional. So this is the next Supreme Court fight over asking a question on the census, are you a citizen? So it comes down to power, and then, of course, it comes down to votes, because once illegal aliens get on the voter rolls, which they can, especially through the DMV, when states are handing them out driver's licenses.
Exactly.
If they get on the voter rolls through that automatic voter registration that goes on at the DMV.
Yeah, thank you very much, State of California.
And Illinois and Nevada just passed it. This is the clarion call of the left. If we think that giving illegal alien driver's licenses somehow is going to save us insurance money, you got it completely wrong. It has to do everything with voter fraud, because the Democrats know that once they give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, the second step in this massive charade and fraud is to say, well, now we're just going to automatically register everybody at the DMV to vote.
Yeah, because,
well, how convenient.
Hey, if they're going to have representation, then they need to be able to vote, you know, for the people that represent them, right? I mean, this is what this judge, Jesse Furman, basically stated. I mean, this is, absolutely incredible. Although I will say, you know, the good, only good thing that came out of it was, you know, was that he said this is not a racial issue. He says there's no basis to tie any racism into this. So it's like, okay, well, at least we got that part straight. But the other part is like, I mean, this is a mess to think that, you know, that illegals should be represented and that, you know, like, okay, so now you got nine House seats. So what are the, you know, their constituency are illegals? They're there to ignore the citizens of America?
Well, yes, just follow the words of Nancy Pelosi or any other Democrat that is now protecting and harboring illegal aliens, whether they want to call it a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. And, oh, by the way, illegal is not a race. It's a crime.
Yes.
So thank you, federal judge, for pointing out that, you know, illegal aliens, this has nothing to do with race. Well, no kidding.
Right. Well, you know,
what an absolute canard.
Yeah. And the other thing you point out here that people need to understand, because they think that illegals do not get any welfare. And you point out 63% of non-citizens are on welfare that represent 4.6 million households. That number, you know, continues to grow. It is out of hand. And here we are. We're talking a government here that's already, you know, trying to manage a $21 trillion debt.
Yeah, I've also written on ITIN, which is the individual tax identification number, which is handed out to illegal alien workers in this country by the IRS. It's similar to a Social Security number, but it's called an ITIN number. Mm-hmm. And that tax fraud loophole allows an illegal alien to claim up to 20 dependents.
Don't you love this?
20.
Yes.
You and I can't claim 20 dependents. And if we did claim 20 dependents, we would have to have Social Security numbers for each of those dependents. Well, if you're an illegal alien, you don't even have to prove those 20 dependents exist if they're from Mexico. All you got to do is just list 20 dependents. They could be your aunt. They could be your uncle. They could be your neighbor's dog. They could be whoever. And with each dependent, if you're an illegal alien and you claim 20, you get $1,000 back in taxpayer child care tax credits. So each illegal alien, if I was an illegal alien, I certain as hell would have an ITIN number, and I would claim 20 dependents, and I would wait for my $20,000 check every year.
Every year.
And we uncovered in our investigation, which was simply just really going through IG reports. Mm. So, yes, our congressmen know this is going on. Up until 2010, and I'll be doing a follow-up story, but up until 2010, $14.2 billion over the course of 9 years was sent and returned to illegal aliens and their dependents.
Yeah.
Congratulations, American taxpayers.
Right. Brought to you by the future candidates of the Democratic Party all running for president, right?
Correct. Because the Democrats are more concerned with the citizens of Mexico or Guatemala.
Honduras or Guatemala,
Honduras,
right.
Yeah. Or El Salvador. They are more concerned to protect criminals than they are American citizens.
At every turn, with the open borders, and you want to sit there and close down the government, not do anything, and just get caught up in all this unnecessary debate just to prolong the issue. And, you know, you can't manage to come up with $5 billion that started out to be, you know, $23 billion, and it's already been, you know, reduced to $5 billion off a government that is costing us, in excess of $4 trillion? I mean, this is absolute chump change. Just to protect the citizens, I mean, somehow that is a major problem for the Democratic Party. And meanwhile, it's we, the people, who are suffering at their very hands. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Megan, happy Monday to you. And thank you so
happy
much
Monday,
for being
Bill.
With us. You take care.
Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is a federal holiday, the observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The U.S. Postal Service won't deliver. Most banks are closed. The stock exchange is closed, and most government agencies are also closed. Another American police officer dies in the line of duty, shot in Mobile, Alabama yesterday. The officer killed was identified as Sean Tudor. The chief of police there says
he served without question with valor. Tremendous loss to his sisters and brothers in blue. It's a tremendous loss to this community, but it's an even greater loss to his family.
Police say they have a suspect in custody. A strong winter storm leaves, but leaves behind dangerously cold temperatures across much of the Northeast and New England. Temps in the single digits, and in some places they're still falling. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I know a place where we can go.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You're with me, Jay. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day on this Martin Luther King Day. We're going to be talking more about MLK a little bit later on. Dr. Alveda King is going to be joining us. We're honored to have her. Whenever we can have her on the show, she is just such a special lady. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we are standing by for Rich Noyes, Research Director at the Media Research Center. We're going to be talking about, the ongoing coverage of Donald Trump. You know, people complain about his tweeting and even still, which I think is quite amazing. And in some sense, thank God he is, that he is staying so proactive. I mean, if you recall, not that long ago, it was George Bush that was pretty much identified, defined, and positioned totally by the mainstream media. He didn't want to retort and answer back. His media people would do so. But there's nothing like the use of the bully pulpit. And Donald Trump has been forced to do that. And hopefully more people are realizing that that's the only way that he can fight back when 90% of the media continues to present this president in a negative light. I mean, here, for the past couple of decades, I mean, look what he's been doing for the economy in a short number of days, and in spite of all the resistance and accusations and all the stuff that's been going on, dealing with the Mueller campaign, all this distraction and everything, this president has been able to accomplish a lot on behalf of we the people. But, you know, a lot of people cannot see it because of the antithetical reporting and the sentiment towards this president. And, you know, and I was thinking about this, and this is why I brought this up with Megan, is that it seems like the Democrats are more motivated by all this negativity because it becomes a fundraiser for them. They love this, you know, antipathy towards the president, because they know if they mention Donald Trump, just as the mainstream media realized during the campaign when he was running for president, that look at all the headlines that had anywhere, you know, Donald Trump's name in, you know, the clicks and everything, the attention went up dramatically. And so they learned real quick, because people will do that which they get rewarded for. And even if it's negative news, even more so, because, hey, look at you know, for them anyway, I mean, they're really exposing themselves in being so negative about the president. It's clear they're carrying the water for the Democratic Party. And, you know, and it's going, you're going, wow, you know, would it be a fair fight? But for Donald Trump and his strength of character and his bravado, you know, this presidency would have been invalidated a long time ago, would have been overrun. And then what would we have been left with? You know, even more so. So, you know, this has been a dogfight because, you know, as we're realizing, the deep state and the established, you know, elites of the bureaucracy of the Beltway, they don't like people coming in moving their cheese, you know? It's like, hey, wait a minute, who is he? He's an outsider. He doesn't even know the secret handshake. He doesn't have a decoder ring, and he comes in and he's moving things around, telling us what to do. That ain't going to happen. I mean, the FBI has been exposed. I mean, the corruption that is on display here in the FBI, IRS, we've already known about that corruption, and it all gets tamped down. And this is a thing that we, the people, really need to mount up against and deal with reality on it. And this is going to take some courage, ladies and gentlemen, you know, courage that resembles the courage of our founding fathers, who went against the status quo and said, no, we're not going to have this. And they laid everything on their line, you know, on the line, their treasure, their very lives, their honor. And, you know, that's the question of today's American citizen. Are we willing to do that? Are we going to continue to allow people who are illegal to come into this country, to be supported, to be protected in sanctuary cities? You know, as Megan Barth was reporting, I mean, I didn't hear about, you know, the four people being murdered at the hands of an illegal, you know, a 19-year-old illegal immigrant who comes in and kills four of our citizens. Did you hear anything about that? But this is what's happening up in northern Las Vegas. But you got to know they're going to protect it and do everything they can to present this in such a light that, well, you know, this really isn't quite as bad as it could be. And then, of course, you have the story, as we talked about, with these young Catholic boys who were confronted. But, you know, they were confronted by, by a Native American. And it was the Native American being aggressive. But, you know, the news media, they got what they wanted. They saw red hats. And for them, that's a dog whistle, you know, to raise their ire. And here's these young white boys, these Catholics, now, and God forbid that they demonstrate any kind of civic involvement and interest. And so now they're going to be castigated without even knowing all the facts. This is what the media has done to us, we the people, and they continue to do this time and again. It's like, enough of this stuff, you know, do your job. You're there to document history. And to, you know, this is what true journalists do. You're the ones that are supposed to go and hold government accountable. You know, do the hard work. Are you checking out all this stuff of what's going on in the FBI? I mean, we get more from Judicial Watch than we do these government agencies that are supposed to be doing their job, whether it's, an IG report or any. I mean, all this stuff is covering the back ends, you know, of the bureaucracy, instead of going out and pursuing the truth like Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch have been doing on our behalf. I mean, the kind of stuff that Nancy Pelosi has been pulling off for years. I mean, you know, I was sharing with somebody else, I mean, but for Peter Schweitzer to bring out in his book, you know, about the insider trading that was going on. I mean, this had been going on for decades. It was okay. I mean, and I can't even fathom this, but even the ethics committee and panel for Congress said it was okay for them to do insider trading for many years. I mean, it was fine. And Nancy Pelosi has made a ton of, and we say Nancy Pelosi right now because, you know, she's the one we're talking about. But there are many, many other politicians and congressmen who took advantage of this. And Peter Schweitzer broke it down. And it was so embarrassing, so egregious and obvious that finally, you know, they came out and said, I guess maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, just like I guess we shouldn't, you know, sexually abuse our interns and people who are on our staff. I guess we shouldn't do that. Even though $17 million has been paid out, and we still don't know who, who the victims or even who the perpetrators were. It was all tamped down. We got a little bit of an idea, but boy, did they get real quiet, huh? The hashtags got put away real quick on the, you know, on the beltway over that deal. But this is the kind of the insidiousness that happens in our government, and we're part and parcel because this is a government up for by we the people. Does this represent you? You know, that you have politicians out there, you know, being immoral and then on top of that, when they get caught, then they go into the coffers of we the people and they make the people pay for it. I mean, we're paying, we're somehow endorsing and becoming complicit because we allow them to use our money. That's what this is all about. See, but the mainstream media is missing in action. You know, they're not following up on this kind of stuff. And I'm sure they're being told, the editorial boards in their various publications, no, we're not going to go there. You know, we're not going to talk about, you know, the real issues of our government and the abuses that Nancy Pelosi, the way she's taken advantage of the people and how much money that she has spent on military transports, you know, over the last time when she was leader of the House and how she took so much advantage of the people's money. Because after all, I mean, she's a goddess. And, you know, we got to pay for that. I mean, she's royalty. I mean, we're so lucky to have somebody like Nancy Pelosi. See, and this is how the elites think, is they feel like we are so fortunate to have them that without them, this country would really go to, you know, hell in a handbasket. I mean, it is the ultimate of arrogance. But this is what we have running rampant, you know, in our government. And, you know, everybody's walking around it, you know, because after all, you know, Nancy Pelosi knows how to raise money. And in the Beltway, boy, when you got cash and you've got influence like that, you're a very powerful woman. And she is exercising her power like never before. And the media is happy to help her go along.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new cash rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new cash rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I was going to say that, first of all, let me bring Dr. King on with us. It's always a joy to be talking with Alveda King, an evangelist with a heart for the people, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. You know the background and the introduction. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's wonderful to be with you, Bill. Whenever we can talk, it's always relevant and timely. So hello to you and your listeners.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. You know, some claim that building a wall that you write is a medieval solution to a modern problem. You know, I like that you brought in the metaphor. The wheel is an ancient solution, too. Nobody's complaining about that. And, of course, we know that walls in the Bible were referred to in Ezra and Nehemiah. They were viable solutions then as they are now, right?
They really are. And even the naysayers know that, but they're bound by some types of political responses. And, Bill, I usually don't do this, and I'm going to be very careful when I do this. Okay. Because I really don't like to make fun of people, to mock people, to pick on people, but something did come across the wire today, and it said Pelosi calls cops to remove illegals from her home. And so I just said, wait a minute. She said, let all the illegals in. So why doesn't she just take the front door off of her home and leave it open so that the illegals can come in?
Right.
So I'm doing a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm saying it doesn't work for everybody, but they want the illegals to come in anyway. And so I did notice that in the news.
Well, it is ironic, to say the least. And this is the thing about sometimes when we get so politically tied up and engaged in what I call pretzel logic, you know, you're just twisting in the wind here. You know, there is, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say, use your common sense. That which is reasonable is reasonable. That's which isn't, isn't. And this is why Main Street America is scratching their head and just going, well, maybe we'll just tune in. I mean, you talk about Congress becoming a reality show. It's what it's become, and it's becoming a joke. And as you say, I'm sensitive, too. I don't necessarily want to pick on people. I think they want to do well, but at this point, they've really backed themselves in a corner.
And out of touch of reality, for instance, okay, President Trump has hosted the football team at the White House and served, right. We all know now, the McDonald's and all of that. But basically, in the shutdown, a lot of his staff, the kitchens are closed down and that kind of thing. President Trump himself enjoys pizza and hamburgers. So right. He says, well, let's get some of my favorite food and we'll take care of it. We're not going to tell them they can't come.
Right.
And so he opened his doors. But then here you have members of the Democratic Party, for instance, going to a play, a Broadway play at a special place and doing frolicking on the beach. So yeah. Nobody said anything about that, but complained about the president still giving hospitality.
Right.
So it's just our perspective a little bit off. I'm not making light of the whole situation because the country is in trouble. Immigration,
exactly.
Illegal immigration is a crisis.
Right.
But we need to be fair and balanced if we're going to accuse anybody. Let's look at the whole picture.
Exactly, without a doubt. Well, of course, the following day, the president offered some Democrats to come in to have their voice represented and to talk about this government shutdown and the border crisis, and they chose not to come. I guess maybe they were afraid they were going to be served some leftovers from Burger King or McDonald's from the Clemson event the night before. Oh, my goodness.
But, Bill, let me put this out there, too.
Yes.
I am in touch. I'm writing a letter with some other leaders to the White House, to the president, who has just been working so diligently with criminal justice reform, advancing the sanctity of life. The unemployment rates are down. The employment rates are up. And religious freedom, and I think that anniversary should be right around now for the religious freedom executive order that he signed.
Exactly.
And so we're asking him now to declare that abortion, human trafficking, those sex trafficking, all of those are crimes against humanity.
Exactly.
And we're asking him to bring it to the people's attention that he is standing to resist crimes against humanity. Because that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's the thing that people forget is the sex trafficking that's taken place. Even these migrants that travel hundreds of miles to the northern border of Mexico, what they have to endure. I mean, can you imagine, Alveda, that you send your daughter off on this journey, as pernicious as it is, that is laden with coyotes and all, gang members and every sort of person, and you give your daughter a pack of birth control pills with the warning, you better take these because the chances of you getting raped along the way are very likely.
This is true. And, it's happening to the girls, to the little boys as well. And these are the things that people don't want to hear. Oh, that couldn't really be happening. Yes, it is happening.
Yes, it is happening.
So
yes,
we have to be honest about it. And we do welcome people into America all the time, but there's just a legal process. And that's what we're wanting people to understand.
Well, at the very core of the chaos that we have right now, Alveda, is that we've abandoned the rule of law. And it galls me that people question the chaos, and it's of their own doing because they've chosen to turn their back on the rule of law. And then, our borders are a manifestation and a demonstration of that blatant act. And then we want people to come here orderly and obey our laws when we ourselves are violating the law. I mean, we're walking hypocrites on this.
And we really are. And, this is the 90th anniversary of my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
I'm glad you brought it because I was going to ask you, yes.
Yeah, Uncle M.L. and my dad, his brother, A.D., Reverend A.D. King, Daddy King, Mama King, a lot of our family members are in heaven now. But he said during his lifetime, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yes.
And so it is very unjust to keep opening the borders and letting the illegal immigrants come in and threaten and terrorize this nation. And at the top of this particular segment, I'm saying, Ms. Pelosi, you're going to call the police. The immigrants are certainly not welcome on your property. But you want to throw open all the doors of America to the immigrants.
Yes.
So it's just not fair. It's unjust. If we're not going to be fair and balanced, then that is the problem here in America. And we have to be praying. And for listeners, if you're listening, prayer really should be right at the top of all of this.
Exactly.
Repenting for our own sins and our own wrongdoing. and then forgiving others who have sinned, and then asking God to heal this nation.
Amen. You cannot give what you don't have, and if you don't go into the throne room and get the blessings of God, renew your mind and look at our country as God would look at this country, and let your heart be broken as God's heart's broken, and I say that right here at the preamble. We've got the March for Life coming up, Dr. King, and I know that you're very involved with that. I mean, you know, when is enough enough?
Praying.
Yes.
I will be praying at the march. I'm honored to do that. I'm also working on a new book project, We Are Not Colorblind. I saw somebody today and came up. They were so happy to tell me they were colorblind. And I said, well, you need glasses. You have a problem.
Mm.
If you're blind, Jesus gives sight to the blind. We should celebrate the beauty of what God creates. So here we have messages of Martin Luther King. Here we are asking God to heal our land and to heal this world. And we're marching for little babies to be able to come across the border called the womb.
Mm.
Now, that's another border.
Right.
And so if you're going to invite anybody across the border, invite the babies across the border.
Exactly. Well, you know, and here we are complaining that we have more jobs than laborers, and with 16 million abortions, we have essentially annihilated a generation labor force, Alveda. And, you know, this, again, is of our own doing. And, you know, at some point, we know that we serve a just God, and his hand is being stayed because he is a long-suffering God. And his heart is that we would see the error of our ways and appreciate that his love is greater than our sin.
I'm hoping people heard you say 60
yes.
million legal recorded and reported abortions in America since 1973. That doesn't count the ones who people went and got pills and all of that kind of things off the Internet and so many other things that have occurred. 60 million.
Yeah.
And so that in itself, the blood cries out. If the blood of Cain, and it did, Abel cried out. If the blood of Abel cried out to God when his brother Cain unjustly took his life, what in the world has God heard from 60 million babies?
Imagine the screams in heaven over that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it is, and that's why I say, Alveda, that there will be a time like the cry of Rachel. There will be a time in this country that you will hear the cry of the men who have been part and parcel of abortions and have realized that it has been their very children, their very son, their very daughter that was murdered at the convenience altar of abortion.
Now, we've got some healing over at silentnomoreawareness.org, at priestsforlife.org, at civilrightsfortheunborn.org. I've got a lot of books and music at alvedaking.com. So there is hope. We don't want to give you only doom and gloom. So many, including me, I suffered abortions. My babies are in heaven, and I've been healed and redeemed as well because I've been forgiven. I've repented. So it's not all doom and gloom, but this is a good year for doing your part, listeners.
That's right.
Do your part. If we all do our part, it'll come out right.
Amen. Evangelist and director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, Dr. Alveda King, has been with us. Dr. King, thank you so much, as always. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. God bless. Bye.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions.